Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Big story yesterday. It was in Heather's News. The juice?
Yeah.
No longer loose.
Nope. Died of cancer just after we got off air. What was your reaction when you saw the notification?
I didn't believe it at first.
Really?
Yeah. I guess I didn't realize that he had cancer.
Well, I don't think a lot of people knew.
He did have a video on his Twitter or X that did say that he was undergoing chemo. He had released a video that I think he kept saying he caught cancer. He had posted about it.
Okay.
That he did have cancer. Okay.
I just wasn't in the loop.
He didn't go into a
it.
Lot of detail about it though. He didn't say what type of cancer he had, I don't think, or he really downplayed it.
But my experience of OJ is very different than both of you. I was 1 year old when the White Bronco chase was happening. I know of OJ through documentaries. I know about the trial through 30 for 30s. I don't have the same level of take me back to that moment that a lot of people, and I saw a lot of people sharing those stories.
Oh yeah. I mean, I remember sitting in the basement of my parents' house at that time and watching it. My girlfriend at the time was with me, and I couldn't believe that OJ was in the Bronco. He was running from police. And then you also can't imagine him being on, I think it was a Friday, and the fact that it was rush hour traffic. It's rush hour traffic all the time in Southern California, but there was nobody else on the road. Occasionally they would go past other cars, but then there were four, sometimes five cop cars just trailing behind them.
It wasn't, and it was just that slow paced chase.
Yeah. And then you started to see along the way people lining up on the highway like it was a parade. And they had already made signs "Go OJ."
I don't remember that.
There were people on lining the highways. They had signs. It was unbelievable. And this is all happening in real time.
See, I was 10 when it happened, and I remember seeing the chase. I knew all about the White Bronco and the story, but I can't recall if I was watching it live. If I watched it when it actually happened, or if I watched news coverage of it. Because I was so little that it wasn't a top priority, and I didn't have older siblings watching. I didn't, but I knew all about it even at that age. I don't remember people holding signs. Wasn't he holding a gun to his head during that chase too, sitting in the back seat? Right?
I don't remember. Tom, do you remember that being reported?
I think it was reported. I don't know if that was ever 100% proven.
Okay. See, that's what I remember. That in my head, that's how I remember it being.
It was so hard to believe that this was going on, because to that point, until the night that his wife was murdered, it was OJ was a sports icon, hero. Mm-hmm. And then it was the commercials. Mm-hmm. He was such a likable person. And it was the Naked Gun movies. He had a presence about him that you see. Sometimes you see athletes try and get into commercials and you're they're terrible actors. He seemed to be good at everything he did. He was a handsome man. He was likable, a great personality. And then to find out all of the things that came out during the trial or before that, you're like, wow, you have no idea that this is going on, quote unquote, behind the scenes.
I think one of the missing things that people, John, you said likability. I don't think Heather or Jim, you understand how likable he was. It was pretty unique and rare in the late 80s for an African-American to be an easy endorsement. You know, it just, the times were still different, you know, and him and Arnold Palmer in the Hertz commercials. And the irony of it all was that Arnold Palmer played his last professional round of golf earlier in the day that OJ's chase happened. It was just a whole thing. I still to this day, I don't think there's ever been anything like that night and that chase. It was reality TV before reality TV, and it was better because it wasn't scripted.
Oh yeah, it was unbelievable, and it literally in the moment, I kept thinking to myself, "This is unbelievable. This can't be OJ."
So for you, is this like on a very short list of like you know where you were moments? Like there can't be very many of these that compare to how it's described, right? What that night was like.
Yeah, I don't think there are. I mean, you can look back and say, okay, when the Challenger was, you know, blew up, that was part of that was it was my birthday, but I remember being in the school cafeteria and we were watching it on old school tube TV, right? And everybody was captivated. And then all of a sudden, you saw the explosion. And it felt like the world kind of stopped in that moment and everything froze. And I can remember everything. I can remember where I was sitting, what I had a Detroit Tigers, jacket that I had just gotten wearing it. Like it was one of those moments that you could just remember. It's etched in your mind. I think 9/11.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what I was going to say. For me, that's the big one that you'll always remember. You were young for that too.
Third grade.
Oh, wow.
But
I remember.
Enough,
I remember we were in the library. I can still picture Hull Elementary in Livonia. We were in the library, and then we all got sent home for the day. I remember it.
Yeah. I mean, there's just certain moments where when something happens in the world, and especially now, more so now, if something like that were to happen, like 9/11, the coverage of it is instant and literally travels around the world in a nanosecond because of what we have in our hands, the phones. Like we got that information instantly that OJ died, and everybody has an instant reaction.
That chase, that trial, moments that you will remember where you were, moments that you'll never forget. 248-539-9797. If you want to talk about that moment or the moment that you keep going back to that you remember where you were, we want to hear from you on the phones. We're talking OJ. We got calls to get to, ticket text to read. Your reaction to the news yesterday. You asked me, and I was caught off guard. I don't have the memory of the trial happening live because I was so little. I don't remember the Bronco being driven on the highway because I was so young. But there are moments that you will remember forever. So we're taking those phone calls, those ticket texts, and the reaction to the news. I'm sure you saw some of it where people were happy that he was dead, right?
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of people that were celebrating that fact because even though he was found not guilty,
there's still the belief.
Everybody that was the first trial that I, at least in my lifetime, that I remember watching, being televised, being captivated by every single detail. And now that I'm married to an attorney who grew up in Southern California, and she talked about the fact that everybody in Southern California, especially those that were close to USC, like they felt like he was completely innocent. And then, she in her lawyer schooling, she had to do like an 80-page paper on that trial. And she was going in depth last night about the different things that and how it convinced her the opposite of what she originally thought, going through all of the evidence and going through from a lawyer's perspective.
I think, Jim, like maybe you, I know you know how big this was.
Oh, yeah.
The impact that it had, I don't think can be overstated. We had some fun conversations in the office yesterday. I really question, I think it still happens, but whether the Kardashians happen. Robert Kardashian was one of his lawyers. Mm-hmm. He put the name, he made their name big. Okay, they're nobodies in a grand scheme of thing.
And the case could be made. This was like really reality TV before reality TV.
Yeah. I think it showed people how to that people wanted this.
People wanted unscripted, yeah.
Ahead of their time, went on to do it. Shows like Survivor and all that. I think Nancy Grace, does she have a career?
Right.
Court TV, boom. How about this one? CSI type shows.
Yeah.
Forensics.
Forensics.
It brought forensics to the forefront. How about race relations?
Yeah,
we were
kidding.
Nowhere near where we thought, and it's the reason he got off, and probably justifiably so in some ways if you buy that argument. I mean, Mark Furman was a racist. You can't have a racist investigator on the... I mean, come on.
Especially when evidence is so critical.
He was a racist.
And more than one thing can be true, right? I mean, the legal argument could have been made well, and he could also have done it. Right? I mean, more than one thing can be true.
Right. Yeah.
248-539-9797. Let's get to Sean and Troy. Sean, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. So with the O.J. Simpson, I'm way too young for anything that happened during the trial. But what I know is every single wedding anniversary my parents had, they always had to bring up how they had to stop the whole wedding, turn on the news because they saw that white Bronco on the highway during the police chase. So that's a cool little story. But all I know from it is Robert Kardashian and O.J. Simpson was a football player. So, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's unbelievable. That's the impact that chase had on America and the world.
Now, Sean, were they on the dance floor and everybody stopped? Like, how sudden was this?
So, yeah, they were in the after party. They already did vows and everything. And then, boom, they just saw on the news, like, the bartender turned on the news because she got a phone call or something. And then my parents made everyone just stop and watch it for a while. And they just were amazed, like, how is this happening? And they always tell us that every single anniversary.
I just picture a record scratch. Breaking news.
Yeah.
OJ is evading police on the highway.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And it's interesting to have you on the show because I'm curious your impression of O.J. Simpson because you didn't see him, and I didn't see it and know him a lot as an athlete. I saw him a little bit, but then my experience was him as an actor, as a somebody on commercials, and I saw him and his personality. And then all of a sudden this happened. And everything that you've known is from a 30 for 30.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think of him at all as a football player. Like at all. I know I'm obviously aware that he was a great running back, but his social tombstone, that's not even on it to me. Like his social tombstone is murder trial. Most people, a lot of people, did he do it? He did it. He didn't do it. Big debate, race relations, trials, television, drama. That's how I don't even think of him as the Hertz commercial guy, the pitch man.
There's
some
great commercials.
I know, but it's a different perspective, different generation. Ticket Texter says, I got a hole in one that day. I went to the clubhouse and had no clue what was going on. No one cared about my hole in one. OJ ruined my day. Bob in Redford.
Sorry, Bob. Well, maybe Bob got out of having to buy drinks.
I guess so. Texter says OJ didn't do it. His son from his first wife did. Did you hear Rico present that theory yesterday?
Yeah.
I'll tell you. I check the Odyssey, you know, app, and I see what are those guys talking about sometimes, and I see 202. Rico thinks OJ didn't do it. I got to click on this. I got to hear this.
I know. Yeah.
And a lot of people were agreeing. To this day, there are people who think he did not do it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of different opinions. And unless he left some, you know, manifesto, like it's going to be one that will be talked about and debated for years and decades to come.
Let's get to Mike in Clinton Township. Mike, what's up? Mike, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, bud.
Okay. Yeah, so I work at a car dealership, and at the time, we had this itty-bitty waiting room for customers with a stupid little TV compared to what, you know, the stuff we have now. And there were people, there were like five or six people in the waiting room beforehand. And by the time all this was going on, you couldn't even move in the waiting room. So many people were standing in there, and people's cars were done and they weren't going to pick them up because they weren't going to leave the TV. It was crazy.
Yeah, everybody wanted to know how it was going to end. It was unbelievable that it was happening. And I think anybody that found out about it, like you and the dealership that you were at, they sought out a TV.
Yeah, it was crazy. And, you know, and like you guys were saying earlier, he had such a phenomenal image. Everybody just adored O.J. Simpson. He was the awesomely athlete. You know, so it was crazy, and they just would not leave.
How could you?
Yeah,
right?
It was.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the employees, we were all standing around watching. I mean, it was like business in the dealership just, like, stopped. It's something that, you know, it was a long time ago, but I honestly can remember it like it was yesterday.
Yeah. It was an impactful moment. And like I said, anybody that could get to a TV was trying to find out how they could watch this. And then once you saw it, you couldn't stop.
Ticket Texter, OJ Verdict. I was a first-year high school teacher, seeing the different reactions by different groups of people. Wake-up call that we had a long way to go with race relations.
Mm-hmm.
Whole different can of worms. OJ Simpson, the chase down the freeway was unbelievable. NBC was covering a playoff game. They went to split screen. Must watch TV, edge of my seat. Never forget. Reminds me of the Boston Marathon bomber manhunt. The world was glued to their TV, hoping to see the other brother captured, Chris in Heartland. Yeah, we asked you other stories.
That's definitely a great one. I was here, and the manhunt was still going on for them that morning. Greg was here, too. I think the first 45 minutes of our show is something I've never experienced in my life because they were still actively searching for this. It was all live on TV, but because it was so early in the morning, nobody really realized it. I turned on WWJ that morning when I got in the car, and I heard them the actual sound of them shooting at police as like the first. I was like, this is nuts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. John, there is a manifesto. It was titled If I Did It, right, written by yours truly. They need to recreate the chase scene for the funeral procession.
I've seen those memes on social media.
Yeah, the Bronco. Mm-hmm. Lena. Yeah.
And not to be rude, but why are we listening to John talk about this when his wife wrote an 80-page essay? Make it happen, guys. Yeah. We need to hear from her.
I know.
We'll keep the conversation rolling. It's 97.1.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.